Delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Anybody that's been utterly broke and had a little bit, you like having a little bit better than being broke, don't you? Come on, let's not get religious when we talk about money or a transfer of wealth. I was talking to someone the other day, yesterday as a matter of fact, and they quoted a verse of scripture. And they went into Timothy and quoted, but they quoted it wrong. He said, you know, money is the root of all evil. And he's trying to explain to me. I said, let's back up. I said, you left a word out.
Amen.
I said, money ain't evil.
Amen.
I said, if it's evil, I'll take care of it for you. It's the love.
Yes.
Come on, that's a whole nother ballgame. That's a whole nother story. Amen. The love of money is what drives evil. The love of it. And people have fallen into that trap, not putting God first. Because as long as you keep God first, he'll continue to add to you because he can trust you. But when you stop putting God first, you break certain principles in the spirit realm. And you open yourself up to deception. Amen. No matter how busy you become in this time of harvesting, no matter how busy you become in making deals and increasing and, you know, going to the bank, no matter how busy all that gets, let me admonish you, encourage you, and warn you.
Amen.
Keep God first.
Amen.
That's the key. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't negate, don't neglect, don't do away with your prayer life. Because you got to go check on some buildings. Check on the buildings. Be a good manager. Be a good steward. But keep that relationship with God first. Amen. So, in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, when we talk about the power shift and this being an acceptable time, Revelation 11, 15 says this. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms, there's coming a point in time where the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now, somebody's looking for that in the sweet by and by and all that. No, but see, Jesus left us here, his church.
Amen.
The Bible says that Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Is that right? That's what he came to do. But he left us here, once we were born again, to continue the mop up. That's why he says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. He said, you'll tread upon serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. The gates of hell shall not prevail against my church. He's not trying to swoop us out of here. He left us here to occupy. And so you have a domain. You have a mountain. Tell somebody, give me my mountain. And you're not getting old, you're getting older. But your strength don't have to be abated. Matter of fact, the older you get, the stronger you get mentally. You should. I like this part. God has also been declaring a transfer of wealth. Now that doesn't necessarily mean somebody will knock on your door with a big bag of money and say, here, I just want to. No, God, if you seek first the kingdom, you walk in the spirit, you will see something's going on. And something has shifted in the way of God's favor on your life. And doors opening. Amen. And ways being made and people coming into your life. Don't be forgetful to entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unaware. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. And I'm giving you scripture to back all of this up. Our life is in his word. And you know what? You know what? All the promises of God are yes. Hopefully we'll get into this in this Kingdom Faith series. Not just one or two promises. For all the promises of God are yes and amen. Somebody shout all. All that you have faith for. You got faith for it, God can work it out. Is there anything too hard for God? God's not picking and choosing, saying, no, this, no, no, no. If you got faith for it, he said, you can say to the mountain, be removed, and it'll obey you. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen.
I'm telling you, watch how God positions you in ways you never thought. You didn't see it coming. You had no clue. I just admonish you, keep God first. Keep seeking first the kingdom. You have intimate times with God, don't neglect him.
Amen.
Don't toss him to the wind. Some of y'all are going to have to get up earlier. You got to ask God for a greater grace.
Amen.
Some of y'all need to get in shape.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Everybody say amen real loud.
Amen.
Don't neglect the temple. See, your body is what gives you value in the earth. Your body broke down, then you're limited.
Amen.
But see, the thing about the Holy Spirit, he'll quicken your mortal body. Amen. If you keep God first, he'll quicken. He'll give life to your mortal body. But don't work against him.
Amen.
I feel good, so I'll eat this whole dozen donuts. No, no. No. Matter of fact, start eating stuff that's natural and less stuff that's man-made.
Amen.
Don't talk about my donuts. Well, cut down on the donuts. Anything in moderation. You know, but, you know, y'all get to, you know, right? Okay. What you talking about, Willis? God's looking for leaders. People that will lead with the spirit of Cyrus. Remember Cyrus that was called by God 150 years before he was born? Who are not intimidated by the kingdoms of this world, but will challenge the Babylonian systems. Amen. And bring global transformation. See, it's bigger than you. It's no longer you, I, my, and mine. God's doing something on a much larger scale now. And he wants you to participate. So Deuteronomy 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy 8, 18 says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. God is so emphatic with that. Don't forget me. Israel, I led you through this wilderness all these years to prove you, to test you, so that when you came into your blessing, you wouldn't forget me. How many know you can get that out? How many know God will, you know, Always before honor is humility. Amen. You hear me say it often. Never trust a man or a woman that doesn't walk with a limp. And what I mean by that is, you know, Jacob, when he became Israel, when God changed his name, his nature changed too. But he no longer could run from you or after you. He had to use a cane because God allowed the hollow of his thigh to be taken out. So he walked with a limp. But he was humbled now. And the angel said, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." He said, "No longer are you Jacob, but Israel, a prince, because now you have prevailed with man and God. Now there's another favor on your life. Now you cross the ford Jabbok and go in and establish the nation of Israel." He was coming from a family to going to be a nation. But God changed his walk. So watch how people walk. Watch their walk. Don't just watch them, listen to their talk. Watch their walk. Hear what they talk, but watch their walk. See, because your walk and your talk have to line up. Watch their walk. See that limp? Get that back up. Deuteronomy 8:18. "You shall remember the Lord your God." Remember.
Amen.
Listen. That word "remember" is an interesting word. It has a prefix. Re. Remember. When Jonah, if you read the story of Jonah, when he was down in the belly of the whale, seaweed all around his neck, no hope. But it says he remembered. Something happened in his heart and in his mind. He remembered. He reconnected in his heart.
Amen.
No matter how much money starts flowing through your hands or to your hands or to your accounts and all that stuff, or how much favor you get that position in politics, you know, stuff is life is good. Remember. Don't let mammon. You can't serve God and mammon. You can't love God and mammon. Mammon is not just money. Mammon's anything that will take your affection from God. Amen. Anything that diverts your affection from the Lord is mammon. And I'm of this persuasion. You get real successful and leave God out, guess what? God's going to disrupt it. Now, he might not do that to a sinner. You want to hide it because they don't belong to God. But you belong to him. And you're his soul. He loves you. You know what I mean? You belong to him. He belongs to you. So he's going to disrupt your success. Did I finish that verse? Deuteronomy 8:18? Okay. "For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Not to pursue it, and this can be reworded, not to pursue it, not to chase after it, but to receive the wealth. And you know, we're not passive either. There's work to be done. "That he may," is why? It's bigger than you. "That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto your fathers as it is today."
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City, Florida invites you to join us in prayer for revival. And tune into this station every Sunday at 5:30 a.m. and p.m. for Glorious Day, a program of spiritual edification and encouragement led by our co-pastors.